Chapter 11, Conclusion. As this book was being written and read, a number of things were happening in and to UK dentistry. The profession was preparing itself for yet another new dental contract and further changes to the provision of NHS dentistry. The legal framework was becoming scarier, with more dentists finding themselves at the wrong end of a GDC investigation or civil litigation. Patients were becoming even choosier and more in need of good reasons to spend their money in private practices. Dentists were becoming more plentiful, with more practices chasing a seemingly static pond of new patients. More practices were gearing up to meet an increasingly consumerist society with great branding, promotions, social media strategies. In short, the environment was and still is becoming even more competitive. My own consultancy was changing from one where I was helping already successful practices become more so to one where the rescue practice was not uncommon. Almost all practices were still seeking more patients and more profits. But I've always said to my practices, you only get the patients you deserve. In many cases, I believe the rescue project becomes necessary because practices stand still, don't adapt to more demanding patients, don't constantly seek change, improvement, excellence, and don't let patients know exactly what they do for them. I firmly believe that no amount of sexy new technology for perfecting the clinical work and no degree of technical skill and artistry will bring success to a practice unless the approach to dental health is explained and promoted to patients on an individual basis. I hope this book helps you demonstrate with pride just how much you care. And I'm now off into retirement with a punity. Good luck.